A new book takes a closer look at Alberta's oil sands. Oily business is told through the eyes of the character Keith Weston. He is a spin doctor for a major oil sands producer. And as coincidence would have it, the book's author was once a senior communications strategist for Petro-Canada. For 8 years, Chris Dawson worked on the company's oil sands PR campaign. And he has since moved to the Kootenays, where he's a fly fishing guide. Chris Dawson joins us now on the line just outside of Winlaw. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rebecca.
Let's start with the book. Who is this Keith Weston character?
Keith Weston is, like you say, somebody who's tasked with selling the oil sands story to, as I describe it, a doting and suspicious public. And he winds up in a helicopter crash. I'm not going to give too much away here. With his arch nemesis, who's an environmentalist, quite renowned. And the two of them are stranded, and in the course of waiting for the rescue, they start parlaying back and forth and essentially talk about a lot of truths and a lot of untruths, and I'll leave the rest up to the reader.
And how much of this book is based on the 8 years you worked for Petro-Canada?
Excellent question. It's fiction. There's no doubt about that, but a lot of it is based on things that I either experienced or saw, heard about. So what I've said is that it's based on truth. But obviously, I wanted to write something entertaining, draw the readers in, and provide a colorful comic story. But still, it's some pretty heavy subject matter, as your previous guest just alluded to.
You call Keith Weston a spin doctor. Were you a spin doctor?
Yeah, you know, it's a phrase that within the business itself, it's usually avoided because it's got negative connotations. But yeah, fancier words, strategist, communications practitioner, PR. At the end of the day, you're trying to give past messages out to people, audiences, and let's just say massage them a little bit sometimes.
And did you buy into those massaged messages?
You know, I did. There's certainly some of myself in the protagonist in the book, Keith Weston. He's an amalgam of several personality types. But yeah, I had a journalism background, and like a lot of journalists, I wound up making the route to the business world. I went in maybe thinking that I could move the needle ever so slightly, green brochures, maybe a little more green sustainability program, that sort of thing. So I had these lofty ambitions, but as I found out, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
You were hoping you could actually influence the industry by being a strategist?
Yeah, you know what? There's the age-old adage, you can bang your head against the wall from the outside, or you can try and get on the inside and maybe, like I say, influence outcomes a little bit. That's sort of where I was going. I've always been, I'll say, green, quite fairly. I'm an outdoorsman and enjoy the usual array of outdoor activities. And I brought that mindset to Petro-Can. They knew that right off the bat. And there were opportunities to try and, let's just say, make some greener outcomes. But at the end of the day, what I did discover is it's a business. It's about bottom lines. And over the years, that took its toll.
And over the years, what sorts of things did you say about Alberta's oil sands?
Well, when I was with Petro-Canada, of course, it's still a corporation and it's still Alberta's mainstay. So I told the truth. You know, spin doctoring isn't about telling lies. It's about telling the truth and from a certain viewpoint. There's no doubt about that. But tried to, when I could, just slip in a little bit more about what we were doing to try and be environmentally responsible. It's a tough thing in the oil sands. You know, former Alberta Premier Peter Law, he'd said it best, I think, when he said, let's just slow this down a little bit. It's all happening really quickly. The oil's in the ground. It's not going anywhere. So maybe it's time just to come up for air a little bit.
Your book draws on anecdotes that you observed in your own career with Petro-Canada. Can you give me an example of one of these anecdotes that's shared as well as in the book?
Yeah, one, we just had a launch party and we gave away little gift bags, and one of the items in the gift bag was a little container of Johnson's baby oil. I told people, it may not be what you think, but hear me out. So what happened was there was a condensate spill. That's just a form of oil in eastern Canada. And I took that and I fictionalized it within the book, but in truth, as in the book, we huddled and kind of grilled an engineer and said, exactly, what is this stuff? And we got him to sort of back against the wall where he went, it's mineral oil. And our eyebrows went up and we said, like Johnson's, like drugstore shelves? And he said, yeah, and we ran with that. And that's the way that it came out. You know, it was a bit of a fluff and shine for the Duckies, a moment that I have to say, in hindsight and even immediately thereafter, I wasn't that pleased with. And, you know, it was little things like that just started to eat at my personality. My own brother calling me Darth Vader. I eventually, maybe the weight of a lot of things like that just caused me to reflect and completely picked up, wanted to change my lifestyle, and thus made the move out to the Kootenays.
To be a fly fishing guide.
You bet.
And did you take a pay cut, I imagine?
I took a huge pay cut. I'm going to say a tenth of what I was making at the peak in the oil and gas industry, but you know what? I spend a tenth. Lifestyles can really be simplified, and that's exactly what I've done. I carved out a really nice niche for myself here.
You know, I think it's probably fair to say that folks in the Kootenays are usually a little left-leaning. I'm wondering how they feel about you once they learn about your background.
When I first arrived here just about 10 years ago, a lot of eyebrows went up then as well. And in fact, I was accused of being you know where I live, Rebecca. I'm in the heart of some smelly substances, and a lot of eyes went up, and they thought I was a narcotics agent. And I told them, nope, you can really make a go of it being a fly fishing guide. And I just, instead of denial, I just sort of tried to blend in. And one of the great things about this area and the Kootenays in general is that you can be at a coffee table and there can be a complete redneck at one end and a very left-leaning individual on the other. And everybody gets along. Everybody respects each other's viewpoints. And that's one of the things I love about living here.
And today, what does your character in the book and perhaps you think now of the oil sands?
Too fast. You know what? We are a fossil fuel-dependent society. There's no doubt about that. I understand that change is inevitable. But let's just try and slow it down a little bit. It really is, and this will sound harsh, but it really is a wasteland up there. Neil Young can say it as an ex-practitioner. Maybe it sounds a bit hypocritical for me to say it, but in terms of the emissions and the impact on Northern Alberta, it's just a little bit too much, and I don't think that it would necessarily be a bad idea to slow things down a little bit.
Okay. Chris Dawson, thank you very much for this.
Thanks for your interest, Rebecca.
Take care.
Bye-bye.